的怜悯。
And we do sense that we need His mercy.
一年年的过来。
Year after year.
能保守我们在主里面能有更多的长进。
May the Lord watch over us so that we would progress.
能够一年比一年更成熟。
And that year after year we will mature.
啊，我想这是主的心意。
I feel that this is His will.
所以我们求主用他恩典的手。保守我们余下的年日。
And so we pray that with His hand of grace that He would protect our
following years. 让我们真实能追求有美好的光景，迎接主的再来。
And pursue after that good condition to welcome His return.
那么今天早晨呢，我们要继续和弟兄姊妹来讲到靠主站立的稳。
And so this morning I want to continue in this topic of standing firm in the Lord.
我们好不好？请弟兄姊妹和我一同。先来读一些的圣经。
Shall we read some passages of scripture first?
我们请弟兄姊妹打开哥罗西书。
Shall we turn to the book of Colossians?
哥罗西书。
The book of Colossians.
第四章。
Chapter 4.
第十二节。
Verse 12.
由你们那里的人做基督耶稣仆人的以巴弗问你们安，他在祷告之间常为你们竭力的祈求，愿你们在神一切的旨意上得以完全，信心充足，能站立得稳。
Epaphras, who is one of your number, a bondslave of Jesus Christ, sends you his greetings.Always laboring earnestly for you in his prayers, that you may stand perfect and fully assured in all the will of God.
我们看回头看第一章。
Shall we turn back to chapter 1?
我们读第七节到第九节。
We'll read verses 7 through 9.
正如你们从我们所亲爱、一同做仆人的以巴弗所学的，他为我们做了基督忠心的执事。也把你们因圣灵所存的爱心告诉了我们，因此我们自从听见的日子，也就为你们不住的祷告祈求，愿你们在一切属灵的智慧悟性上满心知道神的旨意。
Just as you learned it from Epaphras, our beloved fellow bondservant, who is a faithful servant of Christ on our behalf, and he also informed us of your love in the Spirit.For this reason also, since the day we heard of it, we have not ceased to pray for you and to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of His will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding.
第二章
Chapter 2
第一节到第三节
Verses 1 through 3
我愿意你们晓得我为你们和老底家人并一切没有与我亲自见面的人是何等的尽心竭力要叫他们的心得安慰，因爱心互相联络，以致丰丰足足，在悟性中有充足的信心，使他们真知神的奥秘，就是基督，所积蓄的一切智慧知识，都在他里面藏着。
For I want you to know how great a struggle I have on your behalf, and for those who are at Laodicea, and for all those who have not personally seen my face, that their hearts may be encouraged, having been knit together in love, and attaining to all the wealth that comes from the full assurance of understanding, resulting in a true knowledge of God's mystery, that is, Christ Himself, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge.
第六节到第八节
Verses 6 through 8
你们既然接受了主基督耶稣，就当遵他而行，在他里面生根建造，信心坚固，正如你们所领的教训，感谢的心也更增长了。你们要谨慎，恐怕有人用他的理学和虚空的妄言，不照着基督，乃照人间的遗传和世上的小学，就把你们掳去。
Therefore, as you have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in Him, having been firmly rooted and now being built up in Him and established in your faith, just as you were instructed and overflowing with gratitude. See to it that no one takes you captive through philosophy and empty deception, according to the tradition of men, according to the elementary principles of the world, rather than according to Christ.
第四章
Chapter 4
第二到第四节。
Verses 2 through 4。
你们要恒切祷告，在此警醒感恩，也要为我们祷告，求神给我们开传道的门，能以讲基督的奥秘。我为此被捆锁，叫我按着所该说的话，将这奥秘发明出来。
Devote yourselves to prayer, keeping alert in it with an attitude of thanksgiving, praying at the same time for us as well, that God will open up to us a door for the word, so that we may speak forth the mystery of Christ, for which I have also been imprisoned, so that I may make it clear in the way I ought to speak.
我们要回头再看第一章的十五节到二十节。
And let's turn back to chapter 1, verses 15 through 20.
这段话真的是神赐给保罗那个奥秘的智慧所领会的一段奥秘的话。
This passage is truly a passage that is given through the hidden wisdom of God's mystery.
我们读十五节到二十节。
Verses 15 through 20.
爱只是那不能看见之神的像，是首生的，在一切被造的以先，因为万有都是靠他造的，无论是天上地上能看得见的，不能看见的，或是有位的、主治的、执政的、掌权的，一概都是借着他造的，又是为他造的。他在万有之先，万有也靠他而立。他也是教会全体之首，他是原始，是从死里首先复生的，使他可以在凡事上居首位。因为父喜欢叫一切的丰盛在他里面居住，既然借着他在十字架上所流的血成就了和平，便借着他叫万有，无论是天上的地上的，都与自己和好了。
He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For by him all things were created, both in the heavens and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities, all things have been created through him and for him.He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. He is also head of the body, the church, and he is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, so that he himself will come to have first place in everything. For it was the Father's good pleasure for all the fullness to dwell in him, and through him to reconcile all things to himself, having made peace through the blood of his cross. Through him, I say, whether things on earth or things in heaven.
我们已经和弟兄姊妹讲过，
We have already spoken with brothers and sisters.
我们处在这个末后的时代。
We live in the end days.
保罗提醒我们，这是一个危险的时代。
And then Paul reminds us that these are dangerous times.
因为神的旨意很快就要成就。
Because his will very soon will be accomplished.
所以仇敌要尽他所有一切最后的力量来阻挡。
And so the enemy uses now all of his power to oppose it.
所以地上将有非常艰苦的一个时候。
And so it will be very difficult times on earth.
尤其教会要面临很大的征战。
Particularly the church will encounter great battle.
我想今天有一点属灵感觉的人。
So for those who have some spiritual sense.
我们都已经能感觉到这个气氛。
And we all sense this environment, this atmosphere.
今天我们正在要通过一个最黑暗的时期。
We are about to enter through the most dark time.
那么我们知道在这个黑暗的时期过了之后，就是一个荣耀的一个时代。
And we know that once we have gone through the darkest time, it will be the beginning of the most glorious time.
所以我们要求主用他恩典的手来保护我们。
And so we pray that he would protect us with his hand of grace.
那么我们要用初期教会他们所遇见的这些艰难。
And so we want to use the difficulties that the early church went through.
来给我们做一个提醒。
To give us a reminder.
历史总是一个镜子。
History is always a mirror.
那么我们看当时的圣徒们，他们在那个艰苦的光景中，他们如何靠主站立得稳。
For the saints at that time, how did they stand firm in the Lord?
今天我们必须被提醒，在仇敌的攻击破坏之下，如何能靠主站立得稳。
And so today, beneath the oppression of the enemy, we also need to be reminded how to stand firm in the Lord.
我们读初期教会的历史。
As we read early church history,
我们看见使徒保罗在他的书信中充满了对教会的这个关切。
We see that the Apostle Paul, through his epistles, he had great concern for the early churches.
他写了好几封的书信给不同的教会。
He wrote many epistles for the early churches.
他都鼓励他们要站立得稳。
And he encouraged them to stand firm.
我们已经说过
We have already mentioned.
教会初期的时候，刚刚被建立起来的教会都是非常的幼嫩的。
That the early church, just as it had been born, it was still very young.
在仇敌这么强烈的攻击底下
Beneath such severe attack of the enemy,
他们能经得起考验吗
Could they withstand the testing?
他们能站立得稳吗
Could they stand firm?
这是保罗使徒们心中啊一个非常沉重的感觉。
This was a very great burden within the heart of the apostles.
所以我们可以看见保罗所写的书信的里面
And so within all of the letters that
他对着不同的教会他有不同的一个提醒
He had different reminders for different churches
啊，我们已经讲过哥林多的教会
We already spoke about the church at Corinth
保罗看盼望他们在真道上能够站立得稳
He desired for them to stand firm in the true faith in the true word
因为这个教会呢是受到人的影响太厉害
Because this hadbeen greatly influenced by man.
他们用人的智慧在那里来侍奉神。
They were using man's wisdom to serve God.
所以这是很危险的一件事情。
So this is a very dangerous thing.
所以保罗在这里提醒他们。
And so Paul here is reminding them.
他们要在真道上站立得稳。
That in the faith that they are to stand firm.
保罗对加拉太的教会。
To the church at Galatia.
就提醒他们在基督里的自由。上面我们要站立得稳。
Paul reminded them that in they needed to stand firm in their freedom in Christ.
因为撒旦用各式各样不同的方式破坏神儿女的自由。
Because Satan uses many different ways to attack the freedom that Christians have.
在腓立比书的里面。
And in the book of Philippians.
那么他在这里提醒腓立比的弟兄姊妹。
He is here reminding the saints of Philippi.
他们要彼此同心。
They need to stand firm in unity.
因为在他们中间有不同心的事情发生了。
Because there were divisions among them.
所以保罗说，你们要在同心的事上站立得稳。
And so here Paul is reminding them that they need to stand firm in the unity of the saints.
那么在哥罗西书的里面。
And so in the book of Colossians.
保罗提醒神的儿女要在神的旨意上。
That they need to now stand firm in God's will.
在帖撒罗尼迦前后书里面
In 1st and 2nd Thessalonians,
保罗提醒他们在主再来的应许上面他们要站立得稳。
Paul was reminding them that in the promise of his return that they need to stand firm in that.
我们因为时间的缘故
But because of the sake of time.
所以这一次呢我只交通哥林多教会的光景。
So I had only time to share about the condition at Corinth.
要在真道上站立得稳。
How to stand firm in the faith.
好，今天早晨呢。
And this morning.
我要和弟兄姊妹交通哥罗西书。
I will share on the book of Colossians.
要在神的旨意上能够站立得稳。
About standing firm in God's will.
因为我觉得目前来讲。这两件事对我们来讲是最大的考验。
Because presently these are the two things that are the greatest test for us.
最不容易的考验。
The most difficult test for us.
感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
保罗写了哥罗西书。
Paul wrote the letter to the Colossians.
那么我们看见呢，在哥罗西书里面。
We see in the book of Colossians.
保罗提到他的同工以巴弗。
He spoke of his co-worker Epaphras.
我们知道这一次呢。保罗在哥罗西书里面讲到要神的儿女们能够在神的旨意上站立得稳
When he spoke about the children of God needing to stand firm in God's will
其实呢这是以巴弗里面一个重的负担
This was actually a great burden in the heart of Epaphras
我们从哥罗西书里面知道以巴弗就是哥罗西人
We know from the book of Colossians that Epaphras
he was
a Colossian
哥罗西教会有特别的一个关心。
So he had a particular concern for the Colossians.
那么弟兄姊妹们
so brothers
今天主把我们摆在各处不同的教会里面。
The Lord has placed us in different churches, in different localities.
我们对我们那个聚会我们有这样的关心吗
Do we care about the gathering that we are at?
感谢主这不是 光是保罗的关心，也是以巴弗的关心。
So we thank the Lord that this is not merely the concern of Paul, but also of Epaphras.
以巴弗实在是一个保罗非常好的同工。
Epaphras was truly a wonderful co-worker of Paul's.
是保罗的一个可爱的同工。
And a dear co-worker of Paul's.
那么呢，他非常的忠心。
And he was extremely faithful.
并且呢，他为着主的心意也非常的迫切。
And he was very zealous for the will of God.
在哥罗西书里面讲到。
And so in the book of
Colossians. 他为着哥罗西教会的祷告是尽心竭力，那个原文就是是一个征战的祷告。
And so it tells us here in Colossians that when he prayed, he labored earnestly. In the original, it meant that it was a prayer of battle, of combat.
那么我们能看见这个侍奉主的人他关心神的旨意。
This servant of God, because he cared about the will of God.
他的心是何等的迫切。
His heart was so earnest.
所以保罗把他的这个关切写在哥罗西书的里面。
And so he wrote about this concern or this burden of Epaphras in this book.
因为以巴弗并且是与保罗一同坐监的，一同受苦的。
Because Epaphras was also jailed together with Paul and suffered together with him.
这个宝贵的弟兄啊。
This dear brother.
那么他为着哥罗西，他自己本地的一个聚会啊。
For Colossae, for this local gathering.
他里面有这么深切的一个关切。
He had such deep concern.
我们希望今天呢，我们所有的弟兄姊妹。
And so we hope for all dear brothers and sisters.
都成为你当地的以巴弗。
That you could be your local Epaphras.
主把你摆在 Houston。应该做 Houston 的以巴弗。
If the Lord has placed you in Houston, may you be the Epaphras of Houston.
你在 Austin, 你是 Austin 的这个以巴弗。
If you are in Austin, may you be the Epaphras of Austin.
如你在 Dallas, 你是 Dallas 的以巴弗。
If you are in Dallas, that you would be the Epaphras of Dallas.
弟兄姊妹，我们必须对我们所有的聚会呢有关心。
For all of our gatherings, we need to have concern.
是关心什么呢？
What are we concerned about?
是关心我们的弟兄姊妹在神的旨意上能不能站立得稳。
We are concerned about whether or not brothers and sisters can stand firm in God's will.
我们都知道。
We all know.
神的旨意更是仇敌攻击的一个最重要的目标。
We know that God's will is another focus of the enemy's attack.
我们从旧约圣经里面我们就可以明白了。
We understand this from the Old Testament.
那么仇敌全力所攻击的是神的旨意。
Everything that the enemy attacks is in God's will.
所以今天呢我们能否在神的旨意上站立得稳。
So whether or not we can stand firm in God's will,
这也是末后的时代教会一个重大的考验。
It will be another test, a great test for the church in the end times.
在这里呢，我想关乎神永远的旨意这个词，可能我们都非常的熟悉。
And so here, perhaps we're all very familiar with this phrase, God's eternal purpose.
但是我里面感觉，好像还是应该相互之间的来勉励。
But I still have this feeling that we need to be mutually encouraged.
有一些重要的原则，我们仍旧需要紧紧的来持守。
There are some very important principles we need to hold fast to.
我首先在这里要讲的。
So what I want to share about first.
就是我们必须明白神的旨意是不改变的，是永远的。
We must understand that God's will is eternal. It is unchanging.
这个按照神那个完美、完满、完全的智慧。所定的旨意是无懈可击的。
God uses His perfect will to establish His will, and it is completely perfect.
是完完全全的。
It is complete. It is perfect.
不需要做任何的修正。
It does not need any adjustment.
我们为什么这样说呢
？Why do I say this?
因为你看，从旧约到新约。
Because we see from the Old Testament through the New Testament.
神的儿女们常常去修正神的旨意。
God's children are constantly adjusting God's will.
常常去改变神的旨意。
Constantly changing God's will.
因为我们觉得神的旨意。好像不够完全一样。
Because we feel that God's will is as if it's not complete.
我们要把神的旨意改成适合我们。
We need to change it so that it will suit us.
历史上
through history,
这个错误一再的出现。
This mistake constantly appears.
我们晓得到这个末了的世代。
We know for this end times.
神的旨意被破坏的是非常非常的严重。
God's will has been greatly destroyed.
所以我们需要主的怜悯。
And so we need His mercy.
我们必须要坚持，知道神的旨意 是永远的，是不改变。
We need to be absolutely firm in knowing that God's will is forever unchanging.
时代可以改变。
The times will change.
神的旨意从来不改变。
God's will will never change.
他是一定永定。
He is absolute.
这个我们必须在主面前坚守。
We need to hold fast to this.
一切事物都是根据神的旨意。
All things are according to His will.
并且我们知道神对待他的旨意、啊、是非常的严厉。
And we also know how God treats or his attitude toward his will is very serious.
在神的旨意上，神是可畏的神。
In his regards to God's will, he is a God to be revered.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters，
这说明了。神在他的旨意上从来不妥协的。
This tells us that God, towards His will, He never compromises.
唯有在神的旨意上面是没有弹性。
In His will, there is no flexibility.
我们因为常常讲说神是慈爱的神。
Oftentimes we speak of how He is a loving kind and He is a very gracious God.
所以有的时候啊，我们感觉到神的爱太大了。
Sometimes we feel that His love is too great.
结果呢，我们就可以随便。
So now we could do whatever.
我们就像一个呢。这个在父母宠爱底下的孩子一样
，just like children who are spoiled by their parents，
啊，因为他知道父亲爱他
，because they know their father loves them，
所以有很多时候他就随便
，so they could do whatever they want。
不
，no，
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers，
在神的旨意上
，when it comes to God's will，
我们必须明白神是严厉的神
，we must know that He is a very serious God。
你看在旧约圣经的里面
，if you look into the Old Testament。
当神头一次要把他的旨意启示出来的时候
，The first time when he was to reveal his will，
那么我们都知道这是在出埃及记，在西乃山上。
We know that this was in Exodus at Mount Sinai。
那么神要叫摩西上山
，And God wanted Moses to come up to the mountain。
神要把他创世以来心中最重要的事物，那么要启示给摩西。
He wanted to reveal that which was in his heart even before the creation of the universe to Moses.
他就要求百姓们呢，要自洁三天。
And he required all the people to consecrate themselves for 3 days.
那么，百姓们不仅自洁。
Not only did the people need to separate themselves.
我们同时可以看见呢，圣经中呀，对当时的这个西乃山的这个光景呢。有一个很可怕的一个描述。
But the Bible also shows us that there is a very terrible description of the mountain that was very terrible.
那个山上有雷轰，有闪电，有密云，有角声。
At the mountain, we see that there was thunder, there was lightning, there was great smoke.
当摩西预备好了要上山的时候
，And so when Moses was prepared, ready to go up the mountain,
耶和华降临在西乃山上。
We know that God Jehovah He descended upon Mount Sinai.
圣经就记载说，整个山都像烧大火一样。
And then the Bible tells us that the entire mountain it looked like it was
smoking. 整个山都在冒大烟。
It was greatly smoking.
然后地大震动。
And there was a great quake of the earth.
然后那个叫声越来越高。
And there was a very loud trumpet sound.
弟兄姊妹，为什么神降临的时候要在这样的光景中降临呢
？Why was it that when God descended, that He would descend in such a condition？
这个描述有什么意义呢
？What's the meaning of such a description？
弟兄姊妹，这里提醒我们
，Here it's a reminder for us。
因为神现在要把他创世以来的旨意要启示给他的百姓。
Because now God is about to reveal His purpose, His will that was set before the universe to His people. This is a very serious matter.
这是可怕的。
This is a very fearful thing.
所以今天呢，我们必须被提醒。
And so today we need to be reminded.
你任何时候摸到神的旨意。
Anytime you touch God's will,
你都不可以随便。
You cannot be casual.
你必须有敬畏主。
You must have a heart of reverence.
在别的事情上
，Upon other things,
主可以赦免我们。
God can forgive you.
但是在这件事情上。
But upon this matter,
神从来不妥协。
God will never compromise.
那么我们再看
，And so we see,
当主耶稣基督上十字架的时候
，As the Lord Jesus when He went upon the cross,
我们知道就在那个时刻的里面
，At that time as well,
那个光景所显出来的是何等的可怕的一种光景。
The condition that was described was also a very fearful, terrible condition.
不仅看见神的儿子。 被羞辱地挂在十字架上。
Not only do we see the Son of God who was shamefully hung upon the cross.
我们看见他全身都是血。
We see his entire body covered in
blood. 头戴荆棘冠冕。
He wore a crown of thorns on his head.
现在神的整个审判都集中在他身上。
Now all of God's judgment was upon him.
为什么这样做？
Why did he need to do this?
因为主耶稣基督是为着神的旨意而上十字架。
Because our Lord Jesus, he went upon the cross for the will of God.
这是一个严肃的一个时刻。
This is a very serious moment.
所以就在那个时候。
And so at that time.
忽然之间，整个天地都黑暗。
All of a sudden, all the heavens and the earth was completely dark.
太阳变黑了。
The sun became black.
磐石崩裂了。
And the rock split open.
殿里的幔子从上到下裂为两半。
And the veil also tore from top to bottom in the temple.
这一切都说明什么？
What do all of these say?
神在他的旨意上面，他的要求是严厉的。
It tells us that in regards to God's will, he is incredibly serious.
我想弟兄姊妹们。
So dear brothers and sisters.
这不是我们用人的言语啊，光是这样的一个形容。
It's not just merely a description with our language.
我们实在求主怜悯我们。
We truly ask him to show us mercy.
如果我们真正认识神的旨意的严肃。
If you truly understand the seriousness of God's will.
我想我们在侍奉神的事上就不敢胆大妄为。
Then you dare not be bold when it comes to serving God.
绝对不能随便。
You cannot be casual.
所以你看摩西是在那样的一种光景中上到山上去的。
It was in that condition that Moses ascended up to the mountain.
那是多么严肃的一个时刻。
It was such a serious moment.
因为神现在面对的是他创世以来所定的荣耀的旨意。
Because now God was going to reveal His will that was set before the creation of the world.
你我应当感谢神。
We ought to thank God.
因为我们的得救。
Because of our salvation.
不仅是主怜悯我们。
Not only was His mercy.
神也是为着他荣耀的旨意拣选我们。
But He also chose us for the sake of His eternal purpose.
因为神要把他的旨意托付在我们这些人身上。
Because He wants to entrust His eternal purpose on people like us.
我们知道这是隐藏在神。心意里面长久以来的一个荣耀的计划。
We know that this was a glorious purpose that was hidden in the heart of God since the creation of time.
现在他要在他所拣选的这班人身上让他的旨意实现。
Now upon this group of people that he has chosen, he was going to reveal it.
你看神是多么的谨慎。
See how careful God is.
神面对着他荣耀的旨意。
As he faces his glorious will.
他是非常的认真的。
He is very careful about it.
我想我这样的说法。
So as I describe it in this way.
提醒我自己。
It's a reminder for myself.
也提醒弟兄姊妹。
And a reminder for all of you.
我从年轻时候蒙召出来侍奉主。
When I was called as a young man to serve the Lord.
我感谢主的怜悯。
I thank him for his mercy.
让我能从许多年长的弟兄姊妹们听见关于神旨意的信息。
I thank the Lord that I have heard many messages regarding God's eternal purpose from the older ones.
到以后圣灵也把主的心意开启一点在我的里面。
And later on, the Holy Spirit also revealed a bit of His purpose in me as well.
我知道在这件事情上面。
And I know that upon this matter,
是最严肃的。
It is the most serious matter.
绝对不可以随便。
You cannot be casual about it.
所以今天呢，看见地上整个基督教的光景。
So today, as we look at the condition of Christianity on earth today, 一方面
是叫人很痛心的。
On one hand, it causes us to grieve.
另外一方面来讲，说觉得非常的可怕。
On the other hand, it causes us to see that it is terrible.
因为人不顾神的旨意。
Because man does not care about God's
will. 所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
我们要知道。
We know.
神对待他的旨意。
That God, in regards to His will.
神是可畏的神。
He is a God to be revered.
我很喜欢呢。这个尼希米的祷告。
I really like Nehemiah's prayer.
尼希米的祷告啊，他都称神什么
？How did he call God in his prayer?
他说：“大而可畏的神啊
！”Oh, great and fearful God.
我们今天祷告都是慈爱的主，亲爱的主。
Today we just say, "Oh, dear Lord, our precious Lord."
我很少听见弟兄姊妹祷告说你是大而可畏的主。
Very few or very rarely do I ever hear people pray, Oh great and fearful God.
一个真正认识神心意的人。
But a person who truly knows the heart of God.
他不仅知道神是爱我们的。
Not only does he know that God loves us.
他更知道神是大而可畏的。
But even more so, he knows that God is great and fearful.
所以求主让我们在对于神的旨意上 要有敬畏主的心。
So may we all have a heart that is full of reverence towards Him.
特别面临这个末后的时代。
Particularly as we face this end time.
仇敌竭力的在这里，在教会中破坏神的旨意的时候。
We know that when the enemy is using all of his power to oppress the church, oppress God.
求主给我们有敬畏主的心。
May He give us a heart of reverence for Him.
特别在座的青年的弟兄和姊妹。
Particularly for you young brothers and sisters.
求主使我们在他面前有敬畏主的心。
May we have a heart that reveres, honors God.
碰到神的旨意，绝对不可以随便。
When you touch God's will, never to be casual about it.
还有一件事情。
Another thing.
也是今天呢，我们有时候分辨不清楚的。
There's something that is difficult for us to discern.
我们看见在西乃山上。
We see on Mount Sinai.
神一再的对摩西说。
One time and again, he repeats to Moses.
你到了山下，你所做的一切事都要按照我所吩咐的。
When you go down from the mountain, do everything as I have said.
这句话呢，在出埃及记里面出现了非常多次。
This is a phrase that is repeated many times in Exodus.
所以你就看见神是如何小心保护他自己的旨意。
So we see how careful God is in protecting His will.
神怕摩西听一次不清楚。
He is fearful that Moses heard it one time and it was unclear.
每讲一件事，就告诉他。
So after one matter is discussed, he will tell him, "Be careful."
你要小心。
Be watchful.
要照着山上的样式。
Do according to the pattern on the mountain.
按照我所吩咐的。
Do according to as I have commanded.
绝不可以加一点你自己的意见在里面。
You cannot add to it at all.
神知道摩西是聪明的。
God knows that Moses is intelligent.
知道摩西是有才干的。
And that he is very skillful.
但是他告诉他，你绝不可以。
But he tells him, you cannot be very watchful.
每样事物都要按照山上的样式。
Everything that I have told you, do according to the pattern of
the mountain. 这是什么意思呢？
What is the meaning of that?
这告诉我们，在神的旨意上面，在神的工作上面，在神的计划上面，精准也是非常重要的事情。
It also tells us that in regards to God's will, God's work, and His plan, that accuracy is very important as well.
今天我们很多基督徒啊，不太注意这个所谓的精准的问题。
Many Christians today, we do not pay attention to this matter of accuracy.
啊，我用一个比喻来说。
Let me give you an illustration.
啊，我们知道今天在座有很多弟兄姊妹都是学科学的。
We know that many of us here are scientists.
啊，你们都学工程的人。
And there are also those who are engineers.
我们知道在科学上，在工程上。是非常的讲究精准。
We know that in the matter of science and engineering, you need to be very accurate.
是不是这样呢？
Isn't that so?
Yeah. 你差一点就不行。
If you're off by a little bit, it's not good.
Yeah. 我记得我曾经在学校读书的时候。
I remember in the past when I was studying.
我们那个时候啊，没有计算机的。
We didn't have calculators.
我们是拉计算尺的。
We had slide rules.
哦，那个计算尺啊。很不容易拉到完全精准。
It was very difficult for slide rules to be precise.
所以那个时候做科学的实验的东西的时候呢，你会发觉比较困难。
So when we were doing experiments, it was quite difficult.
当然呢，这个计算机出来之后呢
，Of course, after calculators came,
那个比那个精准的多了。
It was much more accurate.
我们觉得如果你计算到精准到小数点之后第四位，那你很了不起的。
In the past with the slide rule, if you were accurate to the fourth place after a decimal point, it was pretty good. It was impressive.
现在呢，你那个计算机按的话呢，那个小数点之后不知道多少啊，几十个位。
Now after the decimal point, you can be accurate to so many positions after the decimal point.
因为科学上要讲究精准的。
Because when it comes to science, you need to be highly precise.
但在美国，发现很多弟兄姊妹啊。他是学科学的。
And we do find that here in the U.S. there are many brothers and sisters who are scientists.
他在他自己那个工作上要求精准。
And in their workplace, it is being accurate is a requirement.
但是碰到神的事情呢，他是另外一个态度。
But when you touch the matters of God, you have a different attitude.
为什么会另外一个态度呢？
Why do you have a different attitude?
因为他把教会当作是宗教。
Because you treat the church as if it's religion.
因为宗教上面是讲的是什么？讲究的是道德，是行为。
Because when we speak of religion, it's just merely your behavior, your morals.
啊，我们讲究的是有爱心，讲究的是善良。
We speak about loving kindness. We speak about goodness.
所以你看见各道各处人都是这样。哎呀，这个弟兄，你看他多有爱心啊！
And we in all different localities, we say, "Oh, that brother, he has so much love."
那个弟兄啊，多温柔，多善良啊！
And that brother, he's so meek, he's so good.
我们就觉得什么都对了。
And then we feel that everything is right.
不，弟兄姊妹，
no.
我们错了。
Brothers and sisters, we are wrong.
所以我常常有时候对一些弟兄姊妹讲啊。
That is why I often say to brothers and sisters.
你看那个人是好人。
You see that person is a good person.
善良的人。
It is a very good.
充满爱心。
He's so full of loving kindness and grace, and he's willing to sacrifice.
但是他的路不对的。
But his path is wrong.
还是不对。
It's still wrong.
是不是这样的？
Isn't that so?
今天我们。忽略了神旨意上精准的问题。
Today we have neglected this matter of precision or accuracy in God's
plan. 其实神做事情比科学上要来得更精准。
When God does His work, it is even more precise than science.
这个世界是神所创造的。
This world God has created.
你看见整个宇宙的运行。
Take a look at how the entire universe works.
都在一定的规律的控制底下。
Everything is under its particular rule and law.
不能错的。
It cannot be wrong.
那一错就不得了了。
As soon as it's inaccurate, it's terrible.
那么你要想想，神关乎他的旨意。更是精准的一件事。
So think about it. When God comes to His own will, He is even more precise, more accurate.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
So brothers and sisters,
今天我们摸到神的旨意，
When we touch upon God's will,
不仅我们里面需要有敬畏的心，
Not only do we need to have a heart of reverence,
啊，我们要更多的跟随主的带领，
We need to even more closely follow His leading.
照着神所定规的
to do according to what he has said
不是按照人的意思
not according to man's ways
所以弟兄姊妹们
so brothers and sisters
在哥罗西书里面
in the book of Colossians
保罗用了一个小小的词很好叫做照着基督
he uses a phrase it says according to Christ
因为神当初定他的旨意的时候
because when God established his will
我们可以说神的旨意就是基督
we can say that God's will is Christ
所以神就做一切事物都照着基督
so he made all things according to Christ
他是标准
he is the standard
所以希伯来书里面告诉我们
and so Hebrews tells us
只有主耶稣基督是昨日今日一直到永远都是一样
only our Lord Jesus is the same yesterday today and forever
我们晓得今天呢我们美其名呢科学呢是日新月异啊
We know that when it comes to scientists, everything needs to be updated.
什么叫日新月异？就是不断的在变化。
That means everything is constantly changing.
就是今天的标准推翻了昨天的标准。
That today's standard now overturns yesterday's standard.
我才发现那个不标准，现在又另外一个标准。
And then we find that that's not good enough. Now we have a new
standard. 过几天呢，后面的又把你推翻了。
And then after a few more days, something else overturns your standard.
但是弟兄姊妹们，
But brothers and sisters,
在神的旨意上面，
When it comes to God's will,
这个标准从来不改变。
This standard never changes.
是昨日今日一直到永远都是一样的。
It is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
啊，所以我们看见，你如果读旧约的这个以西结书。
And so, if you read the book of Ezra in the New Testament, Old Testament,
Ezekiel
in the Old Testament.、
啊、那么这个旧约的以西结书讲到那一座圣城的时候。
When he speaks of that holy city.
哇，里面。好多的尺寸的问题。
There are so many measurements within that city.
他就告诉我们说呢，这个城呢，神要是仔细的来测量它。
It is a city where God will very carefully measure.
到了新约时代，你看见新耶路撒冷从天而降的时候。
And now in the New Testament, when you see the New Jerusalem descending.
它也是需要来测量它的尺寸。
It also needs to be carefully measured.
我们觉得很有趣什么呢？神把这个测量的功夫啊。交给天使。
It's very interesting. He gave this job of measuring to the angels.
为什么交给天使呢？
Why does he want the angels to do this work?
因为天使是没有人性的。
Because angels do not have the nature of humans.
如果你对天使说你没有人性，这他一点都不受伤。
If you tell an angel you have no humanity, they're not offended.
对人不可以这样讲。
You can't say that to a person.
因为天使没有人性
Because angels, they have no humanity in them.
They are emotionless. 是就是。
That is what it is.
一加一等于二，这个不能改。
One plus one is two is unchangeable.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers,
因为神要求精准。
Because God requires precision.
所以所有的尺寸都不能缺少。
So all the measurements cannot be found lacking.
我们今天服侍主，我们能有这样的一个观念吗？
Today as we serve God, can we have the same understanding?
我们实在需要主极大的一个怜悯。
We truly need His great mercy.
我们要再说。
We want to say again.
神在他的救赎上面。
God in His work of redemption.
神的度量是非常的宽大。
He has great forbearance for us.
什么样的罪人，主都可以把他救进来。
He will save any sinner.
这个父神的拣选呢，真是太伟大的拣选。
The election of our Father is so great.
我们去年讲过。
And we spoke of this last year.
彼得告诉我们。
Peter tells us.
神是因为认识我们而拣选我们。
God, He foreknew us, therefore He has chosen us.
真是何等大的恩典。
This is such great grace.
所以在神的儿女中，形形色色、各样的人都有。
So among God's children, we have so many different kinds of people.
像那个拉撒路那种乞丐、浑身长疮的人，神也能拣选他。
We have a person like lame Lazarus. He had sores all over his body. God has chosen him too.
所以在神的救赎上面，神的爱是无边无际的。
In His redemption, He has unlimited love.
他在我们的生活上所犯的错误。他也宽容我们。
For all of our mistakes in our daily lives, He also forbears with us.
所以在旧约圣经，为什么大卫犯了那么可怕的罪？
So that is why in the Old Testament, when David had a great sin,
神也能赦免他。
God forgave him.
神还能说大卫是合我心意的人。
And He still said, David is a man after my own heart.
弟兄姊妹，因为什么呢？
Why?
因为在神的救赎的恩典上面，他的度量是宽容。
Because God in His redemptive grace, He will accept.
所以我们基督徒啊，要分辨清楚。
So as Christians, you need to discern carefully.
在主的救赎的恩典上，我们是蒙爱的。
In God's redemptive grace, He is full of love.
我们是神的儿女。
We are loved.
主爱我们。
As children, God loves us.
你犯一点错，你只要承认错，父都赦免。
If you make a mistake, as soon as you confess it, God will forgive you.
但是在他的旨意上。
But in regards to His will.
你千万别犯错。
You dare not make a mistake.
弟兄姊妹们，
Dear brothers,
在这一方面神是严厉的。
In this regards, God is serious.
神从来都不会妥协的。
God will never compromise.
我想这个是一个很简单的道理。
This is a very simple logic.
比方说你今天在一个公司里面做事。
Today, if you are working in a company,
或者一个工程或者是一个电脑公司里面。
If you are in engineering or perhaps in a computer science company,
你老是犯错误。
If you constantly make mistakes,
但是你人好得不得了。
But you're a terribly good person.
你跑去跟那个老板讲，你说我是好人呢。
You go and tell your boss, well, I'm a very good person.
我善良得不得了。
I'm terribly good.
那个老板说不行 ，lay off.
Your boss will say no, you're laid off. Please leave.
不是因为你好人就留。
It's not because you're a good person, therefore you will remain.
是因为做事不够精准。
It's because when you work, you're not accurate enough.
是不是这样呢
？Isn't that so?
这是一个简单的道理。
It's a very simple logic.
今天呢，弟兄姊妹，我们对于神的爱，对于神的这个旨意，必须要有一个分辨的认识。
We need to have a careful discernment between God's love and God's will.
难怪在教会历史上。
No wonder in church history.
有很多很大的聚会
There are many great meetings.
看起来很兴旺的聚会
And when it began, it was very great, full of
promise. 一旦他们偏离神的旨意
But as soon as they deviated from God's will,
神就把整个团体撇在一边
God immediately placed them aside.
神从来不犹豫的
God will never feel disappointed about that.
所以弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
我们仰望主的怜悯
We look to His mercy.
今天我们不仅蒙神的爱被救赎回来
Not only have we received His love and been redeemed
我们也是为着神的旨意所活着的一般人
But we are a group of people who live for the sake of His purpose
而今天我们晓得
And today we also know
仇敌在这个世上做的最严厉的攻击
The enemy does his most severe attack upon this matter
我们很稀奇啊
We are very amazed
在哥罗西这么一个教会的里面
In the church at Colossae
我们相信它不是一个很大的教会。
We know that it wasn't a very large church.
但是异端的攻击是特别的厉害。
But there was a very severe attack of heresies among them.
就很可能在那里有一班人呢，他们真是认识神的旨意，而愿意活在神旨意的里面。
So it tells us that there was a group of people there who knew God's will, who were willing to live within God's will.
我们知道那个时候，哥罗西的教会呢，就是在。腓利门的家里面聚会。
We know that the church at Colossae, they met at Philemon's house.
那真是 名副其实的家庭教会。
And that was the very first home church.
但是那里有一班人非常爱主的。
This is a group of people who truly love the Lord.
认识神的旨意的。
They knew God's will.
所以呢，撒旦就在这一方面就特别的给他们攻击。
And Satan deliberately attacked them in this way.
我们知道撒旦从起头就是攻击神旨意。
We know that Satan began to attack God's will right from the get-go, from the beginning.
因为他明白在神的旨意里面，神要建立基督。
Because he knew that in the will of God, God wanted to establish Christ.
这个基督呢？是好像是一个职位一样啊。
As if Christ was a position.
所以撒旦被造的时候非常的聪明。
So when Satan was created, he was very intelligent.
又非常美丽。
Very beautiful.
又非常的有能力。
And he was very skillful.
他就觉得他可以坐在那个位置上。
And he felt that he could take that position.
但是我们知道神定的这个是为着他的儿子的。
However, we know that God had already ordained that position for his son.
我年轻的时候啊。
When I was young.
我对这个耶稣基督、基督耶稣，我搞不大清楚。
I couldn't really tell the difference between Jesus Christ and Christ Jesus.
那么，年轻弟兄姊妹，你搞清楚了吗
？Young people, do you know the difference?
后来我才知道。
It wasn't until later that I knew.
耶稣是他的名字。
Jesus is his name.
那么，基督呢是他的职位。
Christ is his position.
所以我们呢搞不清楚耶稣基督、基督耶稣的。
So sometimes we're not clear Jesus Christ or Christ Jesus.
因为神要他的儿子成为基督
God wanted his son to become Christ
而撒旦要来抢夺这个位置
And Satan wanted to take that position
所以他就遭受到神严厉的攻击
And so he attacked So he received great judgment from God
神就从圣山上把他赶出去了
He now cast him out from the holy mountain
结果他带了三分之一的天使一同堕落
And he fell together with one third of the angels
虽然他得不到这个位置
Even though he could not obtain that position,
但他也不甘心
but he's not willing.
所以他就竭力的来做什么破坏的工作
And so he continues to do the work of destruction.
我们晓得撒旦在神跟前是根本算不得什么
We know that Satan before God, he doesn't count for much at all.
在保罗的书信里面告诉我们
In Paul's letters, he tells us,
有一天主耶稣用他降临的荣光要废掉他
One day, with the great glory of his return, he will cast him away.
神吹一口气，仇敌就没了。
You'll just blow a breath and Satan's gone.
所以在仇敌在神的跟前是算不得什么。
So Satan, before the presence of God, does not count for anything.
雅各也说，
James also tells us,
魔鬼啊，看见神他就发抖。
That Satan, the devil, as soon as he sees God, he will tremble.
他知道他不能够跟神直接的对抗的。
He knows that he cannot directly oppose God.
但是呢，他晓得一件事情。
But he knows one thing.
他可以破坏那个要成全神旨意的教会。
He can corrupt the church that will accomplish the will of God.
而教会是什么呢
？And what is the church?
就是你我这般软弱的人。
That's you and I, this group of people.
哎，撒旦说可以破坏这个。
And Satan knows he can destroy or corrupt this.
所以我常常有时候感觉啊。
So oftentimes I feel.
我常常感恩呐。
That in the past I truly thank God.
神啊，你这么伟大。
God, you are so awesome.
你权能这么大。
Your power is so great.
但是你连于这么软弱的人。
And yet you are connected to such weak people.
看起来你真是很吃亏的。
It's as if you have lost out so much. You have fallen short.
魔鬼对付你是对付不了的。
Satan can't deal with you directly.
对付我们很容易啊。
It's very easy for him to deal with us.
是吧？他只要把这个破坏掉了。
As Satan's As soon as Satan destroys this, then God's will be destroyed.
哇，这是我们神伟大的作为。
This is the great and awesome work of our God.
我头天就讲神是全能的主。
I already mentioned that our God is an almighty God.
就他能保护、能使用我们这些软弱的人。
That He is able to protect us who are weak.
所以现在仇敌没有办法直接的攻击神。
And so now God has, now Satan has no way to directly attack God.
他就转过来要破坏那个成全神旨意的那个器皿。
He now turns around and he wants to destroy the vessel that will accomplish the will of God.
这就是教会今天在地上为什么遭遇这么多的艰难。
This is why the church on earth today encounters so many difficulties.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
神把他荣耀的旨意托付在我们这些人身上。
God has entrusted His eternal purpose to us.
我们变得很重要了。
So now we are very important.
所以如果我们被打倒了
，And so if we now fall down,
我们被摧毁了
，And we have been broken down,
神的旨意就没办法实现。
God's will cannot be accomplished.
所以现在仇敌把他所有的力量集中在教会。
So now Satan centers all of his power upon the church.
在哥罗西书的里面
So in the book of Colossians,
我们特别感觉到这个征战是非常的激烈
We feel that this warfare battle is very intense.
首先呢，他就是要破坏主耶稣基督的身位和他的工作。
First, he now attacks Jesus Christ and his work.
他们用很多的异端呢，在这里呢，来影响哥罗西的弟兄姊妹。
He uses many heresies to influence the saints at Colossae.
我们知道在那里也当初有个很大的异端叫做Gnostic.
We know at that time that there was a heresy called the Gnosticism.
其实这个东西啊原文的意思 Gnosis 就这个字本来就是希腊文就是知识的意思。
We know that in the original Gnosis, Gnosis, it is the word knowledge.
就是个诺斯底，诺斯底这个的一个异端。
And so this is the Gnostic heresy.
他们用人的智慧呀，用宗教的思想来批判主耶稣。
They use man's wisdom and as well as their own understanding to destroy God.
他们讲在宇宙中间有很多神的。
They say that in the universe there are many gods.
从最高的。不知道有多少阶级，十几个阶级的到最低的。
There from the highest level down, there's about 13 different levels.
而耶稣呢，就是那个最低级的。
And Jesus is in the lowest level.
所以当时就出现了这么样的一种的说法。
There was this explanation at that time.
也影响很多。
It influenced many of God's children.
所以使徒们起来争辩。
And so the apostles rose up to now debate and say, No, you are wrong.
主耶稣是神的爱子。
Jesus is the beloved Son of God.
他是神的像。
He is the very image of God.
只有是他能够把神完全表现出来的。
Only He can show us the invisible God.
他不是你们所讲的那个低级的天使。
He is not a low-level angel that you say He is.
并且他在万有中他是首位。
And in all things, He is the firstborn of all creation.
整个宇宙万有的创造是在他里面创造出来的。
Everything in creation has been created through Him.
弟兄姊妹们，这句话实在是一句奥秘的话。
This is truly a very deep phrase.
我们知道摩西。知道整个世界创造的来源。
We know that Moses, he knew the origin of the creation of the entire world.
但是他还不知道这个创造是在基督里。
But he did not yet know that this creation was in Christ.
保罗就比摩西看得更往前一步。
Paul saw even further than Moses.
原来整个所有的受造之物万有是在基督里面创造出来。
Originally, all of creation in this entire universe was created in Christ.
也是透过他创造出来。
And also created through Christ.
无论是自然的、超自然的，都是。
Whether it was just natural, supernatural, it all was.
然后最后呢，整个万有要归于他。
And at the end, all things will be for him, summed in him.
弟兄姊妹，你想想看，今天。地上的物理学家、天文学家能懂吗
？Now, can you talk about the geophysicists and do they understand this?
如何能懂呢
？How can you understand?
人的智慧如何能懂
？How can man's wisdom understand?
直到今天，人对这个整个宇宙，人就觉得是个大的谜呀。
And so that is why people, when they take a look at this universe, they say it's a great mystery.
那么保罗就告诉他们
，And so Paul tells them,
原来整个万有里面。基督是首位。
In all the universe, Christ is the first.
不仅这样。
Not only so.
神所建造的教会。
The church that God has created.
他也是头。
He is also the head.
这真是一个大的奥秘。
This is a great mystery.
所以基督原来是头是神的儿子耶稣基督，教会是基督的身体。
And so that is why we know Christ, the head is our Lord Jesus, and the body is church.
所以。许多弟兄们讲，这个是一个宇宙人。
And so that is why many brothers tell us this is a universal man.
因为神要借着这个人，把他荣耀的旨意来实现。
That God through this man, he wants to now manifest his will.
所以你看见仇敌在哥罗西的教会里面破坏神儿子的身位。
So now we know that the enemy, he is attacking the very person of Christ.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters.
在教会中他是头。
In the church, he is the head.
所以呢，保罗在哥林多书信里面才要求啊，姊妹们要蒙头啊。
That is why Paul in the book of Corinthians he requires the sisters to cover their head.
现在你才知道这个蒙头呢，不是什么教会的仪式。
Now you know that this is not merely a tradition of the church.
这是关乎到整个宇宙里面的一个大的奥秘啊。
This has to do with a great mystery of the universe.
所以我常常讲，弟兄们看见姊妹蒙头，就知道弟兄也不可以出头。
And so now, brothers, when you take a look at the covering of the sister's head, you are reminded that you cannot be the head as well.
在教会里面,
in the church,
只有基督是头,
only Christ is the head.
没有人可以做头,
no one can be the head.
不过呢, 神把这个荣耀呢, 托付给姊妹们。
However, God has given, entrusted this glory to the sisters.
所以姊妹们呢, 蒙头不要觉得羞耻。
So sisters, do not feel shame if you need to cover your head.
你站在弟兄们面前, 你站得很直的。
Now, when you stand before the brothers, you can stand up straight.
看到我蒙头吗？
You see, I have my head covered.
你也不能出头。
You cannot be the head.
我们过去啊搞错了。
In the past, we thought it, we were wrong.
我们觉得在教会里面姊妹就要低一点。
We felt that sisters needed to be lower.
啊，过去很多弟兄们就很凶啊。
And so previously, the brothers they were very stern.
姊妹蒙头。
They say, cover your head.
你讲那么大声干嘛
？Why are you so loud？
姊妹蒙着头就叫你也不可以出头。
The sisters they have their head covered tells you that you are not to be the head。
所以弟兄姊妹们在教会中这些属灵的事情，都具备着深厚的意义在里面的。
These spiritual things in the church they have deep meaning behind。
不是小事情。
These are not small things。
所以在这里保罗告诉哥罗西的弟兄姊妹们。
So here Paul is telling the saints at Colossians。
也驳斥许多。异端的说法
to clarify all of the different heresies that were being shared. Not only so,
仇敌也破坏基督的工作。
Satan is also destroying the work of Christ.
我们知道基督的工作呢，最大的工作就是十字架的工作。
We know that the greatest work of Christ is the work of the cross.
这个十字架真是一个极大的奥秘。
The work of the cross is a great mystery.
这个十字架使我们能与神和好。
This cross reconciles us with God.
我常常都感觉呢，我们讲这句话都讲得太轻了。
Oftentimes when I say this, I feel that we take it so lightly.
你跟谁和好啊？
Who are you reconciled with?
你跟谁和好啊？
Who are you reconciled with?
你跟神和好。
You're reconciled with God.
我们认识神吗？
Do you know God?
神多伟大。
How awesome is God?
我们的污秽败坏。
We are now so full of blame and transgression. And now we are reconciled with
Him. 这是什么能力？
What kind of power is this?
就在十字架这里。
Only within the cross.
神能够接纳人。
God can accept man.
我们可以跟神和好。
Can we be acceptable, reconciled to God?
弟兄姊妹们，这是太大的恩典。
This is too great of a grace.
不仅呢，我们能跟神和好。
Not only are we reconciled with God,
我们也可以跟人和好。
We are reconciled with man.
弟兄姊妹，你知道吗？我们跟神和好本来很难的。
Brothers and sisters, originally for us to be reconciled with God, it was difficult.
但是神的度量大。
But because God has a great capacity,
借着神家里什么样的人他都接纳你。
Through His cross, He is able to accept any type of person.
把我们当作儿子一样的来接待。
And accepts you as a son.
所以呢？有弟兄们讲的也不错。你看他坏吧，再坏再坏，他也是神的儿子。
You take a look at a person, no matter how terrible he is, he's still a son of God, a child of God.
这个关系不能改变的。
That relationship will never change.
但是我们现在发现呢。
But then we realize.
我们跟神和好还容易一点。
It's almost easier to be reconciled with God.
跟人和好不容易啊。
It's more difficult to be reconciled with man.
所以教会我们在地上一再的分裂呢。
No wonder we have so many divisions in the church.
这个人的问题非常的麻烦。
This problem of relationship with man is so difficult.
用什么样的方法能够解决这个问题呢
？How can this problem be solved？
啊，今天在教会里面，我们弟兄姊妹很多关心的是我们夫妻关系，我们的这些父母儿女的关系，我们交朋友的关系，哇，一直都为什么这么多这些讲法就关系不好
？Why do we have so many discussions about our relationship between spouses, between children, and between other people? It's because of all these relationships.
你怎么把它弄好呢
？How can we repair these relationships?
只有什么？基督的十字架。
Only through the cross of Christ.
所以我很喜欢呢 ，Evan Roberts 弟兄所说的话。
I really like a phrase that Brother Evan Roberts said.
他说呢，我呢 ，peace with God， 我跟神是和平。
That I have peace with God.
Peace with everybody.
And peace with everyone.
Peace with everything.
And peace with everything.
跟那些事情都和谐。
And now he has peace with everything.
这是一个认识十字架的人。
This is a man who knows the cross.
所以今天呢，我们弃绝十字架。
So today, if you reject the cross,
我们知道就没有真正的和平。
Then you will not have true peace and unity.
也不可能有教会的合一。
You will not have true unity in the church.
今天这也是仇敌竭力所需要破坏的。
This is also an attack of the enemy that he strives to destroy.
所以保罗在写腓立比书的时候
And so that is why Paul, when he wrote the book of Philippians,
他流泪啊
He wept.
他说有很多人说的心事是基督十字架的仇敌
Because so many people, in their actions, they are the enemies of the cross of Christ.
今天真的很多人弃绝十字架
Yes, many people reject the cross today.
不要十字架
They do not want the cross.
因为知道在十字架上的话呢这个我们不方便
Because they know it's inconvenient for us in the cross.
一背十字架的话呢你就吃亏了你
Because as soon as you bear the cross, you lose out, so they don't want the cross.
结果你就成了十字架的仇敌
So now you become an enemy of the cross.
今天呢不是撒旦是十字架的仇敌啊
So today it's not Satan who's an enemy of the cross.
也不是世人是十字架的仇敌啊
It's not the people of the world who are enemies
of the cross. 我们很痛心地说很多神的儿女成了十字架的仇敌
But sadly we say today many children of God are the enemies of the cross.
所以保罗在那里流泪
And so there Paul is weeping.
哎呀这真是要流泪
We truly do weep.
我们的主付了何等大的代价
Our Lord paid such a heavy price.
他可以说惨死在十字架上
And there he died such a very cruel death.
今天我们对他的工作竟然这么的轻看
And today we look so lightly upon his work.
所以弟兄姊妹们
So dear brothers and sisters,
在哥罗西书的里面
In the book of Colossians,
保罗讲到有四方面的事物都是违反十架的原则
There are four things in this book that tell us that go against the principle of the cross.
在第二章的第八第九节
In chapter 2 verse 8 and 9,
这个可以说呢人用人的理性
Using man's reasonings.
啊，那么用人的智慧和人的经验。
Man's wisdom, man's experience.
所以保罗在这提到说有那个小学和人的遗传。
Here we talk about the elementary principles of the world and the traditions of men.
这个小学就是哲学。
Elementary principles, these are the philosophies.
遗传就是人的经验。
Traditions of men, these are man's experiences.
啊，我们用这些东西。来代替了十字架的工作。
We use these things to substitute the work of the cross.
所以你们都晓得，这些年在基督教里面很流行的很多东西都是心理学的东西。
And so today we know that many things in Christianity, it's very popular to have things of psychology within the church.
不需要用十字架。
You don't need the cross.
用人的心理学就可以解决一些问题。
Just use some psychology and you can solve the problems of man.
弟兄姊妹，我们知道吗？这个心理学啊。
We know, brothers and sisters, in when it comes to psychology,
这个英文字的前面三个字其实是希腊文。
We know that the first three letters of this word is actually Greek.
就 psychic.
The psyche.
啊，这个是就是希腊文里面的 psyche。这个 psyche 什么就是魂呢
？In the original Greek, what is the psyche? It is your soul.
所以其实呢。心理学就是魂学。
And so psychology is actually the study of your soul.
不过呢，圣经讲的魂呢，比那个心理还要大。
But of course, the soul that is talked about in the Bible is much greater than that.
神怎么来解决这个人的这个魂的问题呢
？How does God solve the problem of our soul?
把它钉在十字架上。
He crucifies it on the cross.
要否决自己的。
Deny yourself.
结果我们今天弄相反了，我们反而建立自己。
But today we do the exact opposite. We want to establish ourselves.
今天多少青年弟兄姊妹们在这样一个潮流的里面，在这样的教训里面受到。
So many young people today, they are influenced negatively through this type of education.
保罗还讲到人喜欢用花言巧语。
And Paul also tells that you also like to have, in verse 4, you like to have persuasive arguments.
我觉得我们中文的翻译啊，更传神。
I feel that the Chinese translation is a lot more descriptive.
哎呀，我们中国人的文字有的时候很特别。
Sometimes the Chinese language is very special.
还有花言。
Persuasive argument.
什么意思叫花言呢？就是有的人呢，一说话就一朵花。
Or very, these are very flowery arguments. As soon as somebody speaks, you have a flower.
多美啊！
How beautiful!
你就上当了。
And then you've been taken in.
对不对？巧语，巧妙的言语。
It's very amazing language.
所以弟兄姊妹们，今天呢，在神的教会中。在地上的教会中充满了这些东西。
In God's church here on earth today, it's filled with things like this.
我们分辨不了。
We are unable to discern.
小心。
Be careful.
仇敌的诡计。
This is a tactic, a scheme of the enemy.
用人的理性来解决属灵的事情。
He uses man's logic to solve the problems of man.
还有一种呢，就是用仪式性的东西。
And another thing is using tradition.
啊，不是 tradition， 的 ritualistic。
Ritualistic things.
啊，这个用仪式性的东西。
Things that are of a ritual, a tradition.、
哦、你看今天。各地的教会有很多都是很多的形式的东西。
Today we know that in many churches there are many rituals.
尤其是天主教，非常的仪式性。
Particularly the Catholic Church.
但是呢，从天主教出来之后呢，我们看见有很多的教会的光景也还是注重这些仪式性东西。
But after coming out of the Catholic Church, we see that there are many churches they still hold on to these rituals.
啊，用一种的习惯。
These are our habits.
用一种的做法。
These are our ways of doing things.
你知道我们人呢，很容易在一个情况里面呢。不知不觉就落到一些习惯里面去。
For us men, it's very easy for us to fall into the things that we're used to.
甚至有的时候在一些情况里面，哎，你看弟兄姊妹那个祷告啊，都受人的一种习惯的影响。
To a point where even our prayers were influenced by these things.
弟兄姊妹们，我们知道这些东西啊，非常容易影响人在主面前的。
We also know that these things have a great influence on man's worship of God.
人所定规的一些死的一些规矩。
These are dead laws that man has set.
保罗就说呢，很多时候他们把这个影儿看得比形体更重要。
And that is why Paul says that you use the shadow as much something that is much more important than
that which is real. 因为当初他们受到犹太教的影响很厉害。
Because they were influenced by Judaism at that time.
那么犹太教呢，把旧约的一些规矩呢，一些做法带来了。
Judaism, they take some of the rules of the Old Testament and they have brought it in.
所以他们要守日子。
So they need to hold fast to the days.
到了什么节期，什么节期。非常的重视这些东西。
So at particular times of year, you need to hold fast to certain seasons and festivals.
啊，尤其他们有守安息日。
Particularly holding on to the Sabbath.
直到今天，犹太人还在那里守安息日。
To this day, the Jews are still holding on to the Sabbath.
那么，新约时代中，
But in the New Testament,
主耶稣才是安息日的主。
We now know in the New Testament, our Lord Jesus, He is the Lord of the Sabbath.
这说明我们的安息是在主里。
That says our rest is in the Lord, not in that day.
所以难怪了，犹太人守安息日守不好的。
No wonder the Jews they could not hold on to the Sabbath.
啊，因为什么呢？犹太人喜欢赚钱。
Why? Because the Jews they like to earn money.
啊，他一看呢，这个安息日啊，这个十几个钟头都不能做生意。
And so they say, oh, we have great loss because for the many hours of the Sabbath, we can't do any work.
我们的损失很大。
So we have great loss.
所以他们就破坏安息日。
And so they destroy the Sabbath.
你今天如果到那些以色列人、犹太人中间去看呢、啊、
？If you go to Israel and you look among the Jews,
这些东西多的不得了、啊。
These are things are so prevalent.
有的东西真的好笑的不得了、啊。
And some things are so laughable.
让我讲一件事给你们。听一下
Let me give you an illustration.
啊，我们有个弟兄住在那个 Philadelphia 的，就住在犹太人的社区里。
There's a brother who lives among the Jews in Philadelphia.
啊，那么到了礼拜五晚上，他们开始守安息日了。
On Friday night, they begin to hold the Sabbath.、
哦、家家户户都在那里守安息。
Every single family there are beginning the Sabbath.、
啊、结果有一天呢，那个晚上啊。他对面的邻居很熟的朋友。
One night, his neighbor who's right across from him, a very good friend of his.
满头大汗的跑到他那里来。
With his head full of sweat, ran over to him.
他说：“你能不能帮我一个忙啊
？”And said, "Can you come and help me for a moment?"
他说：“是帮什么忙啊
？”He says, "How can I help you?"
他说：“因为什么？啊，到安息日的时候啊，你就不能去开那个灯的开关。”
Because when you need to hold the Sabbath, you cannot turn on the light switch.
所以平常他们礼拜五呢，他就早早的把那个灯开着。
So on Friday, they very early on they turn on the light switch.
结果那天他们出去忘记了。
But that day when they left, they forgot.
回来之后看见那个开关也不敢碰。
And so when they came home, they looked at that switch and they dared not touch it.
不得了，怎么办呢
？And he was very anxious.
因为跑到对面，因为我们的弟兄是外邦人嘛。
And he ran across the street because our brother, he's a Gentile.
他说：“你们能帮我的忙、啊、
？”Please come and help me.
我弟兄觉得好笑。
Our brother thought this was so funny.
Of course, 很简单。
He said, "Of course, I'll go turn it on for you."
把那个灯一开
，and flip the switch for him.
哇，那个犹太人千谢万谢的。
And the Jewish person just kept thanking him.
弟兄姊妹，你看见了
？So do you see, brothers and sisters?
这些东西啊
，these things
虽然是很小的事情
，even though they're such small things，
可是牢牢地抓住人的心。
But they grab a hold of man's heart.
人就为这个东西活着。
And you live for these things.
他怕违反安息日。 那么得罪神。
Now he dare not break God's law by breaking the Sabbath. 所以到今天
我们知道，只有主耶稣基督是属灵的实际。
Now we know our Lord Jesus, He is a spiritual reality.
你摸到主，就摸到了一切属灵的事物。
You've touched the Lord, and now you've touched all that is spiritual.
那么还有一种的做法是异教的做法。
There's another thing, another heretical thing.
他们是完全肉体的行为。
That there is the entire the works of the flesh.
禁欲性，就是。
Asceticism.
这个呢，所以保罗讲，有人自表谦卑，苦待己身，克制肉体。
And so there are those who now they mortify the flesh, and then they lower their own behavior.
我们基督徒要知道啊。
And so as Christians.
比方说我们在经历上有个禁食啊。
That yes, we know that there is such thing as fasting.
这个禁食是很宝贵的一个经历。
Fasting is a very precious experience.
但是你不能把它当作是个行为。
But you cannot use it as a particular
behavior. 你要不要禁食？
Whether or not you fast.
你要听主的。
You need to listen to the Lord.
要顺从圣灵。
You need to obey the voice of the Spirit.
主如果感动你禁食，你就禁食了。
If the Lord moves you to fast, then you fast.
主没有感动你禁食，你就不要禁食。
If the Lord has not moved you to fast, do not fast.
但是我们有很多人把这个禁食当作了一种金钱的一个行为。
A lot of people they use this matter of fasting into a religious penance or asceticism.
哇，我们要表现属灵，对不对
？We want to be very spiritual.
哇，在中国，他们有的弟兄姊妹禁食还超过四十天。
And there are some in China who fast for over 40 days.
比主耶稣还厉害。
They're more impressive than Jesus.
啊，所以呢，你看见这样的人呢，你看见他你就肃然起敬，对不对？哇
！And so as soon as you see a person like that, you revere them.
禁食了四十天了。
You fasted for 40 days.
哎呦，弟兄姊妹们要非常的小心。
Brothers and sisters, be very careful.
啊，其实呢，属灵的原则呢。
But spiritual principles.
不是靠着我们自己来修行的。
It's not according to our own religious penance.
靠着我们自己呢，克制自己。
That we restrain ourselves.
新约时代，我们是靠着与基督同死。
In the New Testament, we rely upon being co-crucified with Him.
感谢神的恩典。
We thank the Lord for His grace.
你看见你与他已经同死了。
When you see that you have already been crucified with Christ.
这就叫我们脱离了许许多多败坏肉体的行为。
Now you are set free from many of the corrupt behaviors of the flesh.
你有压制的情况是。做不到的。
If you try to exercise restraint, you cannot do it.
这样的路的。
As Christians, we do not need to do this.
你乃是看见你与基督同死。
See that you have been crucified with Christ.
那么还有呢，就是神秘性的东西。
And also other very mystical things.
这也都是异教中间很多的东西。
These are also many heretical things in that.
今天有很多神的儿女们喜欢这些东西。
Many children of God, they like these things.
都是看见奇奇怪怪的东西、啊、
Many strange and odd things.
借着很多神秘的经历、啊、那个可以高抬自己。
They elevate themselves through many mystical experiences.
所以我常常讲，神是奥秘的神，神不是神秘的神。
We do say that God is a God of mystery, but not a God of secrets.
神的奥秘借着启示，你是可以明白的。
The God of mystery through revelation, you can come to understand it.
虽然我们有时候很多的经历、啊、看起来好像。是超然的东西。
Yes, it can be that we have many experiences that seem to be supernatural.
但是那个是可以解释的。
But those things can be explained.
不是不能解释的。
It's not that they're unexplainable.
弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters,
我们晓得这些东西啊。
We know that in these
当初在哥罗西的教会里面呢、啊。就影响他们很厉害了。
At the church in Colossae, it had greatly influenced.
所以保罗这位有经验的一个战士、啊。
So Paul, as a very seasoned soldier.
所以他就。一点一点的把它破解。
One by one, he was now explaining these things.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
这些话对今天的教会也是何等的宝贵、啊、
These words are truly precious for us today.
我们看见仇敌人就是用这些事物在破坏基督的工作。
We see that the enemy uses all of these things to destroy the work of
Christ. 所以什么时候神的儿子的身位被破坏，他的工作被破坏
？So anytime the person of Jesus, the person of Christ, as well as the work of Christ, is destroyed.
神的旨意。在教会里面就被破坏了。
Then God's will in the church is also corrupted and destroyed. We thank the Lord.
在同一个世纪
，in the first century，
我们看见神不仅兴起保罗
，God not only raised up Paul，
兴起了那般的使徒们
，and raised up the saints at that time，
还有许多的弟兄姊妹们，像以巴弗这样的人，他们一同在那里。为着神的旨意征战。
He used many brothers sisters, and sisters like Epaphras so that they could battle together.
所以保罗的书信常常一开头就讲，我是奉神旨意的。
And so that is why Paul, in many of his letters at the beginning, he says, I do this in the will of God. He did not forget that his service is for the will of God. They also knew their own weaknesses. So they were very strong in their prayer life. They prayed earnestly.
不住的祷告,
prayed unceasingly.
你看,
Just look at Epaphras' prayers. They are so precious.
他竭力祷告什么呢?
What did he pray earnestly for?
他希望圣徒们呢, 能够达到成熟, 能够在神的旨意上能够完成神的托付。
He prayed that the saints may stand perfect and fully assured in all the will of God.
所以在那一句话里面包含两个重要的字。
So in this phrase, there's two very important words.
英文是, 一个是 perfect, 一个是 complete.
And in English, one is perfect, the other is complete.
啊, 你看, 以巴佛的祷告啊, 是让神的儿女们能 perfect, 能够 complete。
And so in Epaphras' prayers, he prayed that the children of God will be perfect and complete.
那 perfect 当然成熟了, 希望我们达到成熟。
Perfect means mature, that you will attain to maturity.
啊, complete, 希望我们能实现。
Complete so that now you can, full, you can express the will of God. Our brothers know
神的工作不是人的手能做的,
that the work of God, man cannot do it. We need to rely on the Lord.
啊, 保罗呢, 在第一章里面呢,
Paul in chapter 1
他有一句非常宝贵的话,
there's a very precious
他说, 为了教会, 为了基督的身体, 在我肉身上补满基督患难的缺欠。
He says that I can fill up the lacking of the suffering of Christ through my body, through what I do.
我们知道十字架的工作是没有人能够, 有份的。
Now we know that in the work of the cross, nobody could share a part in it.
但是神的旨意在神的百姓中间被建立, 这个基督的苦难, 我们是可以有份的。
But now for the building up of his church on this earth, we can share a portion in the sufferings of Christ. And so Paul, he labored much. And his laboring was for the will of God. For the establishing of the body of Christ.
并且呢,
so that they could share the word of God in its completeness.
为要能把人呢完完全全引到神的跟前去,
so that he could bring everyone completely before God.
所以保罗呢, 照着里面的父运行的大能尽心竭力,
so according to the power that is given to him, he would continue to strive.
连他这么好的一个恩赐,
even with such great gifts,
他都需要祷告,
he still needed to pray.
他需要圣徒们为他祷告,
he needed the prayers of the saints.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
so dear brothers and sisters,
我们也是常常有这样的感觉啊,
I often have this feeling.
有时候你里面真的有一点的认识, 你需要用合适的话把它发表出来,
if you have a little bit of understanding, you need the appropriate words to express it.
这真是不容易,
it's very difficult.
我们昨天提到了斯百克弟兄,
yesterday we talked about Brother Sparks.
有时候读他的东西, 真的觉得很羡慕,
sometimes when we read his works, we really admire it.
他不仅里面有这个看见,
not only did he have the seeing,
神还给他智慧的言语,
but he had words of wisdom.
他能用非常精炼的话把神的心意把它发表出来,
he could use very clear, concise words to express what God has given to him. We need to pray.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
今天的确神的儿女们需要祷告,
indeed, the children of God need to pray.
让那些真正能为主做出口的人能把神的奥秘把它发明出来,
so that those who truly speak for the Lord, that they can express the mysteries of God.
他们的侍奉, 不仅这样, 他们要使弟兄姊妹能够生根立基,
not only so, but that they desire for the saints to be firmly rooted and be built up in him,
能够扎根在基督里,
to be firmly rooted in Christ,
从主丰富的有所吸收,
so that they can absorb all of the abundance of Christ,
能把房屋建造在磐石上,
so that the house may be built upon the rock.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
我们看见在头一个世纪,
we see that in the first century,
虽然教会 在仇敌严厉的攻击的底下,
we see that the church, even though it was going through great oppression from the enemy,
保罗和他的同工们,
Paul and his co-workers,
心中非常的关切, 主的教会能经得起考验吗?
Paul and his co-workers, they greatly cared about whether the church could withstand the testing.
哥罗西的教会能在神的旨意上站立得稳吗?
The church at Colossae, in the matter of God's will, could they stand firm?
所以我们看见, 他们在那里 奋战。
So we see there they were in combat.
啊，感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
今天，在这个末了的时代。
We thank the Lord that in these end days.
神的旨意在地上似乎看起来暧昧不明。
In God's will, it seems as if it is hidden, it is dark.
我常常有这样的感觉。
I often have this sense.
在我们今天这个时代里面。
In this age.
福音的工作是非常的，这个。有发展的。
The work of the gospel has definitely spread and is widespread.
如果今天你去中国，你就看见这个福音的工作还是非常热烈的在进行。
If you take a look at the work in China, you see that it is widespread.
信主的人成千上万。
There are tens of thousands of Christians.
但是呢
，However，
关乎主的见证。
In regards to the testimony of the Lord,
关乎主的旨意。
In regards to the Lord's will,
认识的人似乎非常的少。
Those who understand it are very few.
还是非常的暗淡。
And it's very, very weak.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
and so brothers,
你我真是有福的人。
You and I are truly blessed.
主使我们能听见这许多的真理。
So that we can hear these various many truths.
我从年轻到今天，
from when I was young up to today.
我感谢主，一直让我能够常常听见这些方面的真理。
I thank the Lord that I can often hear such truths.
但是请我们也记得。
But please remember.
你听见了。
You have heard.
就神托付给你了。
That means God has entrusted this to you now.
所以有时候听到也不容易啊。
So sometimes it is difficult to hear these messages.
你听到了就托付给你了。
Because once you've heard the message, it's entrusted to you now. But don't be afraid.
啊，我讲到我们的主在末后的时代，他有预备的。
The Lord has already prepared for us in the end time.
我们靠自己站不了，站不稳的。
We cannot stand firm according to ourselves.
我们靠基督就能站立得稳。
But in Christ we can stand firm.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
他永远是我们的磐石。
He forever is our rock.
永远是我们的依靠。
Forever is our reliance.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So dear brothers and
今天在神的旨意在地上好像比较暗淡的一个时期。
In regards to God's will, even though it seems like it is so weak and shallow here on this earth.
但是我们需要有另外一个眼光。
But we need to have a different perspective.
这也许就是我们蒙恩的机会。
Perhaps this is a time that we receive grace.
如果我们能站住。
If we can stand firm.
弟兄姊妹们，主回来的时候。
Then when the Lord returns.
我们就能欢然的来见他。
We can rejoice in welcoming him.
所以在末后的时代，
and so in these end times,
虽然是一个危险的时代，
even though it's a dangerous time,
但是也是神工作要完成的时代，
but it is also a time when his work will be accomplished.
也是我们将要面临极大荣耀的一个时代，
and a time where we will meet great glory.
所以求主使我们能在他的旨意上能够站立得稳，
and so we ask the Lord that according to his will, in his will, we will stand firm.
我们请低头再点祷告。
Shall we bow for another word of prayer?
主，我们满心的感谢你。
Lord, we thank you with all our heart.
你救赎我们。
You have saved us, redeemed us.
不仅是要把我们从仇敌的手中释放出来。
So that we would not only be set free from the hands of the enemy.
更是为着你自己荣耀的旨意。
But even more so for your glorious purpose.
我们是因着你荣耀旨意被拣选的一般人。
We are a group of people who have been saved. We have been called for your glorious purpose.
我们也应当为着你荣耀的旨意活在这个世界中。
We ought to live in this world for your purpose.
今天我们看见仇敌有厉害的攻击。
We see that the enemy is severely attacking.
主啊，但是我们知道你能使我们站立得稳。
But we know that you allow us to stand firm.
感谢你是我们的磐石。
We thank you, you are our rock.
让每个弟兄姊妹都把我们所有的生活侍奉建立在这个磐石上。
May every brother and sister, may we establish, build our life and our service upon this rock.
但愿各地的教会都被建立在这个磐石上。
And all churches be built upon this rock.
主啊，让我们能经得起考验。
So that we can withstand the test.
我们感谢你。
We thank you.
我们知道你很快就要回来。
We know that you will return very soon.
主啊，给我们有坚忍的力量。
Give us a persevering strength.
但愿在那一天。
So that on that day,
没有一个圣徒是被漏下的。
Not one saint will be left behind.
我们相信你的恩典能保守我们。
We believe that your faith, your grace will protect us.
我们从深处把敬拜归给你。
We give you the worship from the depths of our hearts.
我们这样祷告，靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We pray this in the precious name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.